This is Aldrin St. Pierre on Beyond the Headline.
It's 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. We're in conversation next with SABC News reporter Hasina Gori. 7 suspects accused of taking part in the gang rape of 8 women in Krugersdorp have been positively linked to the rape. They were arrested after the rape of 8 women during the shoot of a music video in the area. Some of the suspects appeared at the Krugersdorp Magistrates Court earlier on today. Hasina, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So who are these 7 suspects and how have they been linked to the rape?
So what we can confirm right now is that 7 of those 81 suspects that were arrested following that mass sting operation after that gang rape have been linked. They are foreign nationals from different African countries. They age between, I think, at least 30 to the minor, 2 of them being minors. One, there's a dispute on his age. He claims he's 15, but according to the state, he could be an adult. However, an age assessment is still to be done. Also, as it is a rape case at this point, we cannot name any of them. Also, they've been positively linked to the crime following an ID parade, which was done yesterday. And that seems to be what has led to these 7 being linked and charged now with these charges of multiple rape and sexual assault.
Okay, just quickly then clarify for us. It is an ID parade that was conducted, but when the reports came up out of the incident, we were told that the suspects had balaclavas on. Was there any explanation around how these suspects were identified?
So when we tried putting that question to the NPA as well as for the police, they said right now the matter is at court and we should allow processes to come forward to explain how people were identified. They're yet to say whether or not DNA has also played a part. I know that DNA testing was still being done, so I think we'd have to wait, as the proceeds unfold to understand how these 7, we also know another further 7 will also appear in court tomorrow as well on these same charges.
And what's the status of the case now?
So what we know now is that it has been postponed to the 28th of September for further investigations to take place. They've all opted for legal aid at the moment. And should they decide on doing a bail application before the 28th, the state will be then informed by the defense and that process will start. But for now, further investigations are still ongoing. I think they also will now await those DNA processes, as well as adding those other 7 that will appear tomorrow to the specific charge as well.
So does this mean that there's no confirmation as yet around the DNA results?
No, there's no confirmation yet on that DNA result. We were told that they were going to expedite that, but we have yet to get any kind of information on whether or not that has been done and whether or not it can be used to link any more suspects to the specific rape incident.
And just quickly again, various political parties outside the courtroom, including the ANC, Action SA as well, what did they have to say?
So we've heard a lot of comment coming through from them. They've been outside court for quite a number of days, the ANC as well as Action SA, as well as the EFF-DA, the Patriotic Alliance, really calling for speedy justice, saying that this is a great stride, having one part being done, but also really a lot of calls around more border control, immigration policies, but also around who exactly is running the mining sector, and for them to take responsibility of those abandoned mines for government and other parties within and departments to also play their part when it comes to the illegal mining issue. So really a lot of conversations coming out on what this tragic incident has highlighted, because it's not just the gender-based violence, which is a huge issue in the country, a scourge, but also the various different issues that now have come out following the specific case.
Thank you so much for your time. Hasina Gori, the SABC News reporter.